Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Lara, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for what you said over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Well, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And look, it's a must-win election. It's all hands on deck. We're doing everything we possibly can to ensure free, fair, and transparent elections coming up this election cycle. So I appreciate it.
Well, and all you said was we are going to track down win or lose, and particularly with the wind, it's about time somebody says it. You're not going to get away with some of the stuff that happened in 2020. That's just common sense. And what it does, it reassures, I think, the Trump base that you guys are on top of it this time, because there was some things like Zuckerbucks and all that we didn't know about in 2020.
Well, that's right. Listen, 2020 can never happen again. Let's just start there. I think that the fact that you have half the voters in this country really with completely unanswered questions, so many people who don't feel like 2020 was a completely transparent election, there are still a lot of open-ended issues that we probably will never know the answers to. We can't go back and relitigate that, but what we can do is take what we learned and apply it this election cycle. And that's exactly what we're doing. And I think it's really funny how upset the folks on the left seem to be with the fact that you have people wanting fair and transparent elections, not just for us, Dom, for every single voter out there, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or independent. When you go cast a vote on November 5th or in early voting, wherever it is that you live, you should feel confident that your vote counts. Because I believe it is our civic duty to vote. I think this is a vital election. And all we want to do is make it more transparent and give people more comfort that there are no shenanigans, there is no funny business happening in this election cycle. And I think it should be told that if you are a person who is willing to go out and blatantly cheat in an election, we intend to prosecute you to the full extent of the law. Don't do it. It's not worth it. We need to make sure that that message resounds loud and clear across this country. I don't take it back. I, in fact, double down on it, because that's the kind of energy we're going to have as we head towards November 5th if we want a chance at winning this thing.
Exactly. And you're the person at the same time who's been the proponent early on, and we got President Trump to sign off on this fairly recently, the mail-in ballot. So you're not hunkered down and say, don't do mail-in ballots, but you are talking about the added layers preemptively here. I know there's a lot of action going on because it's shocking. Some right here in Pennsylvania, and some of it was done within the system. This wasn't stuff that we didn't know about, like your vote will count coming in 3 days afterward. There are issues, I know, going on with the RNC and properly filling out the mail-in ballot. What happens if you don't?
Yeah, well, listen, we need to ensure that on Election Day, we can declare a victor of this election, and we need to ensure that if you are going to mail in your ballot, you feel comfortable doing that. Donald Trump himself, to your point just a second ago, said However you can vote and as early as you can vote, we want you to do it. You should feel comfortable going to early vote. You should feel comfortable mailing in your vote if you need to cast your vote absentee, or coming in on election day if that's what you want to do. Make a plan and stick with it. But the idea that we have some secretaries of state across the country who want things like taking signature verification methods off of the ballots, taking any sort of dates off of the ballots, we need to know that, you know, who is sending these ballots in. We need signature verification. We need dates on these ballots. We need to ensure that every measure is taken so that we do feel like this election is fair. So we do feel like we know that only people who should be voting in this election are indeed voting in this election. So we've pushed back on a whole host of fronts. Right now we have 91 lawsuits out in 26 different states. And the issue at hand is making it harder to cheat and easier to vote. That's what we want to do. Anyone who claims otherwise, I hate to tell you, is just flat out lying to you. And I think the problem the Democrats have right now, Dom, they have such a bad candidate in Joe Biden. They have no winning message because everybody has felt how bad life has gotten over the past 3.5 years with Joe Biden in the White House. They see that now we want to ensure that every American feels comfortable voting however it is they can best vote. We want to encourage early voting because you never know. Life could happen. You have a kid that gets sick, you get sick, bad weather, whatever it is. So they're very upset with this because I can only assume if you want to push back on transparency in an election, you must be a person who wants to have some nefarious activity happen. That is the only thing I can figure. Everyone should want this. Everyone should want more, not less, transparency in an election, and that is what we plan to do from the RNC.
Let's bring in Linda Kearns, too, who's the point person here, retained Pennsylvania Election Integrity Council for the GOP. Linda, welcome back. And one of the things with Laura here that you and I have talked about, critical, is that on election night, Pennsylvania has put the funding in. You start counting the votes. If your people are tired or whatever, then you bring in your second team, right, to count the votes. That's in 2020. I was on the air with Rich Cioli.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And when that vote stopped that night, it was chaos of what people are going to feel about transparency, Linda.
Absolutely. And the Pennsylvania legislature did pass a law that if these counties accept the funding, they have to count for 24 hours. Philadelphia accepted the funding. They counted continuously in the primary. And the election grants, I believe, go out again in August, and we're going to be on top of that and watching that. And, Dom, as you know me well, I've been involved in Pennsylvania elections for 20 years. This is my third cycle with the RNC, and I can tell you that Chairman Whatley and Laura Trump have brought a momentum and a vitality to the RNC that I haven't seen, and I feel completely supported. They're working me to the bone. This is going to be a really long election cycle, but it's all... it's all going to be worth it in November, Dom, I promise you.
Well, she's spending a lot of time on this show. I don't know if that's on the clock or not, Laura. I had nothing to do with that. But
we love it. Linda, you're the best. You are
Linda is part of the team that we have out around the country right now, doing exactly what she just said, making sure that we are leaving nothing to chance. And thank you, Linda. That's very nice. I, Chairman Whatley and I very much appreciate that. But it's something that I think is vital, not just for this election cycle, but for future elections. We cannot call ourselves the United States of America if we do not trust our electoral process. And so we're very grateful for Linda and all the hard work she continues to do. She's basically always on the clock, Dom, from now until November 5th. We love you,
okay.
Linda. Thank you.
We're fine with that. And she's made, she's smart. She's used Talk Radio 1210, Laura, to recruit an army. I know you want to have divisions across the country. But Linda, where are we with poll watchers and lawyers? And what are you doing tomorrow with Laura Trump and Mike Whatley?
Right. Well, you know, I always tell your listeners to go to protectthevote.com, and we have a minimal amount of slots left for tomorrow because I've been on your show and we've been recruiting people. So we have a lot of people coming tomorrow, but we opened up the signups. If you go to my Twitter account, I have the link on the Twitter account to sign up tomorrow to go to the event in Newtown with Laura Trump and Chairman Whatley. And then I have another sign up for a lawyers only event that's later in the day. And I told you on Friday, I can't reveal exactly how many poll watchers that I've recruited because I don't want to reveal those numbers to the Democrats. And we know they listen to your show, but I will tell you that your listeners have been great. And I'm asking for anyone who's listening, again, I know they're going to get sick of me asking, but they have to go to protectthevote.com because I need people, especially in Philadelphia. So, because remember, the people who are administering the elections want Biden to win and Trump to lose. So we need our guys to watch their guys.
Absolutely. And Laura, to that point, President Trump coming back to Philadelphia. I was there when he did an event in 2016, and the turnout was fine, but it wasn't a point of emphasis, the breakthrough that's happened with Black and Latino voters coming to the Leocoris Center, which is a nice arena to fill up this Saturday.
Yeah, well, I think you've seen that, to your point, Dom, there has been a huge shift, and I think what you've seen go on is that people who have traditionally voted Democrat are finally waking up to the truth, which is that the Democrats have never had their best interests at heart. They see who was actually fighting for them, and they see who actually made their life better, easier, and overall gave them a shot at the American dream. And it was Donald J. Trump when he was in office. People are smart in this country, and they can compare two presidents and their presidencies right now. And what people all across this country, including Hispanic voters and Black voters who have traditionally always voted for Democrats, are realizing is that it is vital that they get Donald Trump reelected as president of the United States. And so you've seen the response he got when he went to the Bronx, right? 25,000 people showed up. And I think that we are going to see him continue to do events in places where Democrats do not expect him. You saw the Bronx. You saw Detroit this past weekend. We're coming to Philly. We're going to be in Chicago and Atlanta. They are going to be so upset on the Democrat side because Donald Trump believes if you ask people to vote for you, they will indeed vote for you because they know that life was better with him in office. And so he's excited to come there. You're going to see a lot of us in Pennsylvania, a lot of us, especially in Philadelphia, as Linda just mentioned. We really need people who actually live in Philadelphia to come be part of the election integrity team. The rules are such that those are the only people who can actually work in those polling locations. Protectthevote.com. Linda, I'll go ahead and say it again because it's so important. So Donald Trump will be there soon. I will be there soon. You're going to get so sick of having Trumps in Pennsylvania that I hope everybody turns out early, votes big, and we win this thing and go to bed very early on November 5th, knowing that Donald Trump will be the 47th president.
Anytime, we have a special VIP room ready to go for any Trumps that would like to come there. We'll be at Mulligan's.
Perfect.
The Giordano Summer White House in Wildwood, New Jersey.
There you
big
go.
Trump country. If you're by, swing the helicopter and land on the lawn. We're ready to go.
They give me a card, Dom, but that's okay. I'll tell my father-in-law.
All right. Thank you. Please do tell him that. Hey, Laura, thank you very much. Linda, have a great event tomorrow, too. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.